He was dying. My daughters were in Perth with him, witnessing his last hours as he lay in a coma. My daughters, whom he stole from me when they were little. He was a workaholic, building a world reputation as a computer scientist, more away than he was at home. Yet, in his old age, as he became alcoholic, diabetic, and began to dement, they forgave him. Sophia, the eldest, looked after him for the last 3.5 years after his third wife died. Nearly 2 decades earlier, when I was 59, I went back to university and began to write my story. It was then that I got in touch with my anger. I refused to keep up the charade I had maintained, for their sakes, throughout the years, that he and I were friends. I refused to see him or have anything more to do with him. But in the last few years, he somehow got hold of my phone number and would ring me, often late at night, and want to talk.